over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Open Home Hour. We throw the doors or phones open to you, the Arizona homeowner, at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 or email info at rosieonthehouse.com. Our 10 o'clock hour, our fourth and final hour of our weekly broadcast. And we're going to start by going backwards. Little follow-up from a caller we had, I think it was 2 weeks ago now. They all blend together so fast. Mitch had called in and had this issue with his water running in his toilet that just couldn't quite nail down.
Running every so often for about 10 seconds. So I replaced the flapper.
Okay.
Problem still persisted.
Okay.
I took the tank off, replaced the entire flush valve. Problem still persisted. I swapped out flappers again. Still same problem. So I called Romy. He suggested putting Vaseline around where the flapper contacts the flush valve
That's
to make
right.
sure there's a good seal. I did that. Still. I did the food color test. Still getting color in the bowl. So just the other day, I took the tank off and took the flush valve out and put silicone seal on both sides of the gasket to go between the flush
okay.
valve and the inside of the tank, put it all back together, still doing it, swap flappers again, still doing it. I'm at a loss.
Yeah,
I think it's time
no
for a new toilet.
Water on the floor or anything like that. I don't know how this is happening now.
Man, oh man, Mitch, I'm at a loss as well. So, Mitch, are you ready to write something down? We're going to pay for Rosie Certified Stampede Plumbing to come to your house and solve that problem. And then we'll find out what it is, and then I get to add that to my database, and the next time I'm asked this question, I can look like an expert, which is my specialty. not being one.
Right.
Just trying to look like one.
Being the gatekeeper of all the information.
Yeah. Well, when we took this call from Mitch on air a couple weeks ago, Jennifer in the call screening room, how many phone calls did you get with solutions for this?
Well, I got quite a few, and I tried to take good notes on all of them. And a lot of them had to do with that tube. So, kind of.
One was actually a plumber from Tucson.
That's right.
Right.
Everybody wanted to make sure they'd all had their own problems. They wanted to share that with us. And I do document those because a lot of times it really helps us solve an issue.
And then Janet had something. She had a trick with rubber bands.
Well, Janet is a regular caller and listener, and she's alone, so she listens for all the good tips, and she wanted us to know that she had a toilet. She's kept running the same toilet since 1974, and she has a neighbor who's got a toilet that's 50 years old. But one of the,
and I'm not opposed to making things last a long
sure
time.
That's not called an outhouse?
Those are 6 gallon of flush toilets, and
well,
they've got
it
down
herself.
To 1.6,
yeah,
and the toilet's the single largest water using appliance in our home.
Inside the home.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you real quick. So she called back because she had even another fix that she'd done. You know those little bolts on the inside of the toilet?
Yes.
Right? So it was leaking from there. So she tried some different things. And then she had the idea to take a rubber band and wrap. Well, first she wanted to undo the bolts, you know, from the washer, and she couldn't do it because she's older and it was too hard. So she thought, I'm going to stop it by wrapping a rubber band around it. So she wrapped a rubber band around the head on the inside of the toilet, and it kept floating up. So then she took one of those little screwdrivers you fix your glasses with, and she stuffed that little rubber band all in around it, and she fixed it. And she died laughing, tell me about it.
A rubber band,
rubber band
gasket repair by Janet.
There you go.
Well, that's going to be added to our database. Well, Stampede Plumbing, in fact, did get out to Mitch's house. We've got Mitch here now, back on air. Let's see what we found out. Mitch, we appreciate you working with us here to solve your problem.
I appreciate what you did. I can't thank you enough for sending Stampede out because plumbers aren't in my budget right now. But Anthony came out, and it took him literally about 2 minutes to fix the whole thing. He looked at it, and he said that the tube that comes off the fill valve that goes into the overflow tube was too long, and it was siphoning water from the tank into the bowl. And I don't know why it started, because I replaced that Flowmaster valve. It's been a few years, and all of a sudden it decided to start siphoning, but all I did was cut a few inches off that hose, and that solved the problem.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I learned something new. I was in disbelief at first.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate you putting your trust in Rosie on the house. This is just another example of how we put our resources together to solve any dilemma you might have at your house, home, castle, or cabin in Arizona.
Well, I've been listening for years, and it's been a long time before I've hired any type of contractor that is not referred on your website. So,
well, Mitch, thanks a million.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I can't thank you enough.
All right. So we got Mitch taken care of. We've got another little piece of information we can add to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, which is a website. We've been doing this phone-in question and answer home improvement show for 30 years. And every question that we've ever been asked with the appropriate correct answer can be found on that webpage. It is like a giant encyclopedia for homeowners having to do with anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. So thanks to Mitch being willing to work with us here to get the problem solved. The tip, again, is when you flush your toilet, the tank of the toilet drains into the bowl. That activity starts the siphon action that empties the bowl. And as the flapper comes down and the tank starts getting filled up, there's another little black tube that's pointed down into the filler tube that fills the water in the bowl at the same point the water in the tank is being filled up. If you didn't have that little black hose filling up the bowl, once you flushed the toilet, the bowl would be dry and the tank would be filled again. So what was happening at Mitch's house is that black tube was left a little bit too long, and the natural law of physics was actually just siphoning water out of the tank constantly into the bowl. Well, the bowl can't be overfilled. It automatically starts draining. So that was the perpetual leak that Mitch was dealing with. We solved it. One more little piece of toilet tidbit you can find at rosieonthehouse.com.
And if you want to see where what happens to that water once it goes down past the bowl and into the drain system.
Why would you want to see that?
It's animated. Phoenix.gov/water has a new video that they posted that goes through the treatment system. You know, they manage over 5,000 miles of sewer lines underground that all get channeled to treatment plants. A lot of that water is actually what powers Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant for cooling the reactors and the water inside the chamber. A lot of it goes back into groundwater recharging, and the water and solids are used for non-edible crops like alfalfa and cotton and stuff like that. So it's pretty fascinating, and it quite a testament to the infrastructure that we have here in Arizona, because I tell you what, with this many people, if we didn't have that and it all piled up pretty quick.
Doesn't it make you
wonder?
We
would not have the quality of life we have in the state.
I'd love to do some research on urban sanitation for Greece or Rome.
From 1,000 years ago?
Yeah. Where did it all go?
Downhill.
Yeah, I did do that. I guess that's why all the expensive real estate was higher up the hill.
That's probably how that started.
That's where the tradition started, I guess. Oh,
mercy. Yeah, so then you look in the Mediterranean. Where does the water flow from there? All right. So one more way that we work to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend is our annual home maintenance calendar that's relatively new, but we have our third edition out, our third printing for 2020. We will be doing the mass mailing a little bit later into December. So if you have requested one in the past, don't worry. You don't need to request a new one. We'll continue sending an annual one until you ask to stop receiving it. But if you'd like to be on that mailing list and get a free home maintenance calendar, it's our homeowner's handbook, an annual guide to maintaining your home, castle, or cabin. Just send us an email at info@rosieonthehouse.com and let us know the address you would like us to send that to. And we'll mail it to you, and you can follow along every month. It'll give you the main topic that we'll be talking about this month long. It's our outdoor living hour. And then it'll also have our weekly to-dos that we cover both in garden and landscape. And we'll have our weekly to-do that talks about pet care coming up here at 10:32. And we don't venture much into pets. There's enough resources out there pet-related. But to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, and, you know, it's the number of homes that have pets in them are so crazy that, you know, occasionally we come around to it and we'll talk about pet safety for the holidays.
I'm surprised in that article how many foods are downright lethal to our pets. And a lot of it revolves around holiday food.
So we'll be covering that at the 10:32 break and taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Do you often change the window product as you go around the house?
Oftentimes, customers wanting to turn a window into a door. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open, we turn those into picture windows.
Would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
You know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do, you know, your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside. Whether the sun's on it or not. You're going to put sun defense glass, if you're here in the valley, throughout your whole home.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.